My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
About what happened to Rod Stewart over the weekend, but I am terrified of the Hillman jinx.
Uh-oh.
So, I don't know, should I or should I not?
Well, you're already here.
You've already brought him up, so you kind of have to go through with it now.
He had to cancel shows. Rod Stewart is 79 years old, and he had to cancel shows due to COVID, because he got COVID. And then an interview surfaced recently where he said he knows his days are numbered.
Oh, man.
And I felt so sad about that. I mean, I guess it happens to all of us.
Right.
But he's aware that his days are numbered, and he's still out there every night grinding it out, Curtis, on stage, playing the hits. But his days are numbered.
I guess if it's what brings you joy, then keep on doing it. But yeah. I don't think my final days are going to be doing anything but like walking on the beach.
That's
like,
going to be it.
I mean, I don't understand it seems like a lot of energy.
I think sometimes with old people, though, with their job, like if they're very passionate about their job, it's what keeps them alive. Like you think about Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
He was playing till he was in his 80s.
Right.
So,
or Joe Castiglione.
Right. Jeez, Curtis, what? Please, we got to get on another topic. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
I had a great time on Friday. I wanted to say cheers, but you guys had a jam-packed show, and I feel like Mr. Kraft talked for over an hour. But I had a great time, and I just want to say cheers to 5 years.
Oh.
And you guys help us get through every day. You know, it's like we know all your dogs' names, your husbands, your wives, and everything. And unlike New Wheelers, I enjoy listening to you guys.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I'm glad you came out. Everybody who came out Friday, it was awesome at the Sam Adams Tap Room, and we had a blast. And
great time.
We'll do it after another 5 years again.
I couldn't believe how many people showed up, too.
Yeah.
It was a rainy Friday in August. When I got there, there was a line of people waiting to get in. Well, it was very, very cool.
They were just there to see Wiggy pull up on the bike, on the blue bike. Which he's pretty good at riding, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
He did pretty good, Wiggy.
Wiggy's a new man. He's City Wiggy. He's a ghost face killer, driving a blue bike, hanging out.
Yeah, 100%. So
that was amazing, though. I got there right before the broadcast started, and I walked in, and I was like, what in the hell? I couldn't believe it was full at 5:58 in the morning.
It was great. And everybody at Sam Adams was great. And we just had a blast. So,
and I went downstairs to pee. There's another area down there because the men's room was ocupado. And I had never been in the main floor.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It's
awesome. Spacious spot.
It's a great place. It's an awesome place. So if you're looking for a fun place to go, Sam Adams Tap Room, downtown Faneuil Hall. Awesome.
Great time.
Tomorrow, we will be at Fenway Park for day one of the 22nd annual WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Hope you will join us for every moment of the two most important days every year here on the radio station.
What color polo is it tomorrow?
I believe it is the navy polo that we will all be wearing tomorrow. I don't normally like to wear polos. But I will make an exception tomorrow.
Out of your comfort zone.
And I was really impressed you were able to maintain your Cal Ripken streak of wearing shirts that were given to you last night with the U.S. Open one.
I think I may have paid for that. I don't remember.
We all got free ones. We did the broadcast.
I don't remember.
We have the same one.
I don't remember that.
Right before
that.
Courtney's wedding, and the red wine exploded on the flight. I remember it all very well.
I don't remember that.
Scary time.
This is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Good morning.
What's up?
You haven't heard from me in a while.
Is that true?
Greg was actually saying that during the break. He's like, I haven't heard from David in a while.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Everything is dandy, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's up?
You know, interesting thing about Rod Stewart, you know, he gave up a potential career as a professional soccer player to become a rock star. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that because David in the car had told me he was also a professional European soccer player.
Right.
He was.
Yes.
He was a very good player. Now, I have a question for you, though, about what's the genesis? I'd be curious to know, what's the genesis of the backroom stories about the beginning of the telethon? I'd really like to know how it evolved.
The beginning of the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, I don't know.
2002, and it was just for the Jimmy Fund to share the stories of their patients and the patients' families.
Yeah.
But yeah, 2002 was when it started. But
he's asking what the reason was.
Share the stories of patients and with EEI and NESN.
Yeah, no, I don't know if that's what was the impetus behind it.
To share. I looked it up.
I know that. Yeah. No.
I'm confused. No,
Greg is asking if there was like a singular event.
I don't believe that there was. Yeah. It started so that they could once a year share the stories of the patients and families.
Yes. Yeah, and I would say that it has been. We talk a lot about the John Henry Group buying the Celtics. I have been critical of his ownership of the Red Sox, but you cannot dispute the absolutely phenomenal job John, Tom, Larry, who will be honored this week, who passed away, Larry Lucchino, who was a staunch supporter and patient at the Dana-Farber, of this, that John Henry has ensured that the Jimmy Fund relationship with the Red Sox maintained after he took over and has flourished in a way that would have been unforeseen prior to it. The Red Sox... Both, like, the Red Sox do a lot of things that I disagree with, but their front office speaks to us on a weekly basis. No other team in the market does it outside of Wick and the Celtics. And what they do for the next 48 hours, all the players are available. They're all there with the patients. All the members of the front office are talking about it. Their own limited partners donate a ton of money behind the scenes to it. And what they have done, what they continue to do in order to support kids being treated at the Dana-Farber at the Jimmy Fund is nothing short of amazing.
Yes, and they will honor. Sam Kennedy was on this show last week talking about how they will honor Larry Lucchino over these next 2 days. They will also honor Tim and Stacy Wakefield over these 2 days, and we will be joined. Is Jason Veritek on tomorrow or Wednesday morning?
I believe it's Wednesday, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Thanks, I'll double check.
I think it may be tomorrow morning.
I am so excited for that. I have never been privy to an interview with Jason Veritek.
Yeah.
So
I love the VTech Fight Club shirts that the guys are wearing these days over there. I love those.
But that, like, his presence in Boston at that time was just, he was larger than life.
What's that, Shine?
Veritek is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. So awesome. Tomorrow morning, Jason Veritek on this show. And it certainly is. It's extraordinary. I mentioned it earlier, but you have donated over $70 million.
It's crazy.
During the 22 years of this radio telethon. It's an incredible amount of money and an incredible show of generosity. So we can't wait to get over there tomorrow morning.
And you get to put your life into perspective, too, because yes. Everybody that comes on that couch who talks to us, these children that are going through the hardest thing that I could never even imagine, it makes any worry that you have, any issue you're going through, just seem so small. And if they can do it with a smile on their face, you can, too. It's the best.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And it's like, you're so right, Courtney. And the other thing is like when you have a toddler and they're not sleeping or they are, you know, doing things that are not the safest thing in the world or riding a scooter trying to get into the street. And you're like, oh, my God, what the hell are you doing, James? Freaking figure it out. And then you see these parents who would literally give anything to have that be their biggest worry.
Yeah.
To have their kid waking them up at night.
Yeah.
Or to have...
Shine was recommending that, I hadn't thought about this, but you put James in a crate when you leave the house.
Yep. Yeah, historically don't love kids, so that makes sense.
Well, you don't want them on planes.
No, I would like a private plane that I don't have to deal with kids.
How often do you leave the Harry in a... Oh, no, Henry... in a crate for 7 or 8 hours.
Henry doesn't have a crate because he doesn't rip stuff off, Greg.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying I should put Bullet in a crate.
I put Harry in a crate, but he loves his crate.
Yeah, you say because he rips stuff up. I'm just saying to prevent things from getting ripped.
Did we discuss
up.
What happened yet?
No, I love Bullet. I don't want to... I don't know how... When we went to the thing yesterday, Bullet is normally very good. He'll eat shoes. Like, he likes to eat shoes. But when we got back... both of the tiny televisions were on, which I thought was weird.
Strange.
And then as
Courtney would have immediately grabbed a bat.
And then as I made my way through my home, I noticed that both, not one, but both of the remote controls had been eaten beyond salvageability.
Were all the pieces intact? Because you don't want him swallowing.
He may have. I have no idea. They were all over the place.
Oof.
And then I had to try to figure out technology-wise how to shut the television on or off without the remote. Major problem for me.
Be honest, did you just...
Like 45 minutes?
But I don't know. What does one do to stop a dog from eating things, like a young dog?
I would, honestly, in a million years, I would never be concerned about a remote control, but I guess it makes sense. It's kind of the size of some toys.
Yeah.
I mean, is it attractive to them for some weird reason that we don't know, the remote controls?
I think it probably looks and feels like a bone in their mouth.
Really?
Yeah. Like the Roku remote?
TV, one of the big, like, Comcast?
No, like a big Comcast remote.
Yeah.
I would keep it out of reach.
Yeah, but that would be.
Well, I would think on the table. Yeah, I mean, I guess how can you put everything out of reach? There's not enough space out of reach.
Oh, I mean, you just put it on a higher counter
but,
for
but
that.
How does the dog find just those two remotes and that's the only thing that the dog ate?
I do think that there is a perplexing. Mental component.
Huh?
I think there's a mental component.
I think so, too. Like, I think he's mad.
They always attack when dogs are unhappy. They go after expensive shoes.
Right.
Which Bullet does.
They're mad that you're leaving them alone.
And that's how he gets back at
Lindsay. I understand that. Nobody wants to be left alone.
He gets back at Lindsay by eating the shoes. He gets back at you by eating the remote controls.
I mean, there has to be a good tip. On how you prevent it, but I don't know what it is.
What a weird way to end the night. You get in, you have this unbelievable dinner with Karen Reed, and there's Bullet sitting there with a Comcast remote in his mouth.
Yeah. I mean...
Did you order new ones? How do you even go about that?
I'm going to have to do that.
You're going to have to go to Comcast, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you come after my remote, and it's a real problem.
They'll give it to you for free, though.
I don't matter. I don't
Nothing's
care much.
Free. Just how much you pay for Comcast a month. Yeah.
I don't care much about... anything as much as I care about television.
I know. Especially, you must love the talk to. Have you figured that out yet?
Oh, yeah. I know how to use the talk to. Oh, yeah, Curtis. I mastered that right away. I'm like, Apple, Netflix, go.
Please put Tuscan chicken in a...
Here is Curtis from Springfield. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, how's it going this morning, guys?
What's up?
Good. So, Greg, your dog sounds... a lot like separation anxiety. They get, you go away. They're alone for the day. That's how they act out. It's just a nervous thing that they do.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that if word gets out about this, do you think it could be used by any of his opponents in the run for doggy mayor of Seaport?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Negative campaigning,
right?
Yeah. Attack ads.
Yeah.
Between that and you not picking up his poop.
Like, if Wiggy heard about this, he would be slinging mud left and right.
No, he would probably be like, Courtney, does Harry eat your remote?
Does Jackson eat the remote when the fiance doesn't call him back?
A texter, this is not nice, but a texter says that the remotes smell like stuffed Tuscan chicken breast.
Great point. Greasy remote.
That is probably why Bullet enjoys eating them.
That is so true. There's some crusty marinara on that puppy.
Maybe a little oil from a random pizza slice on the remote. Upbeats. All right. And the show flew by today.
Awesome.
Is it just me? Was it Wiggy not being here or what?
There's no running sentences.
Are Gresh and Foyer at training camp again today?
They are.
Excellent. You want to check in with them?
Sure. I'll text Gresh.
If they're available.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Coming up at 10, Gresh and Foyer from training camp as the Patriots get ready tomorrow for joint practices with the Eagles.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.